Federal government figures show there were more personal bankruptcies in the United States last year than ever before. 1.5 million people filed for personal bankruptcy protection in 2001, a jump of nearly 20% over the previous year. Atlanta, Georgia had the highest rate of personal bankruptcies of any major metropolitan area, NPR's Joshua Leves reports.
When Frank Astwood filed for personal bankruptcy in December, here's how much debt he had.
It was like $1.1 million.
Yes, that's dollars. Astwood was an entrepreneur. He had bought 8 houses. He planned to fix them up and rent them out, hoping to make a good penny off a few of the thousands of people flocking into Atlanta. But a string of bad contractors, bad tenants, and bad decisions made it all go belly up.
It went well for a while, and then it kind of just fell apart. I couldn't hold it anymore. It drained savings. It drained everything I had.
Astwood was hounded by creditors and almost lost his home. Under Georgia's non-judicial foreclosure law, lenders can foreclose on a home quickly without going to court unless the owner has bankruptcy protection. That's one reason more people file in Georgia. Astwood filed, and while he lost all his investments, he did manage to keep his house and car. Astwood still has to pay back hundreds of thousands of dollars. His wife had to get a job, and he now works so hard he hardly sees his 2 children.
It killed me. Just took all my money and took my pride. Now I still have high hopes and high dreams, but right now I just want to live a regular life and just pull the covers over my head and hide for a couple months.
Astwood is not the only one in this predicament. In Metro Atlanta alone, 29,000 people filed for personal bankruptcy last year. That's about 7 out of every 1,000 residents. St. Louis, Portland, Cleveland, and Washington, D.C. had the next highest rates. Already this year, bankruptcy attorneys have been busier than ever.
I usually file about 20 new bankruptcy cases per month.
Attorney Milton Jones operates his practice out of a small office in College Park, Georgia, a suburb south of Atlanta. He says clients generally come in 2 categories.
Most of them are just the result of bad luck or bad judgment. When I say bad luck, I'm talking about a divorce, loss of job, sickness, something they really didn't have much to control there, you know, or bad judgment, which was just an old-fashioned spending more money than what you really can afford.
Jones helps them decide whether to file under Chapter 7, which wipes out unsecured debt like credit cards, or Chapter 13, which allows the filer to keep more assets. The people filing for bankruptcy span a broad range of income levels. One poor man didn't have car insurance when he got in an accident. He couldn't afford to pay the other person's insurance company, and he filed for bankruptcy. A 2-income suburban couple in their early 40s didn't pay their taxes for several years, and with interest, now owe the government nearly $190,000. There are also people who were hit hard by September 11th, especially in Atlanta, a city that relies heavily on travel and tourism. Attorney Jones.
They may have worked as a waitress at the Waffle House, where all the airline pilots would come in before they went out on their flights. But it's that kind of interconnectedness that fell apart.
The downturn in the economy in general is a major reason for the rise in personal bankruptcies. After all the years of economic prosperity, Jones says many people weren't prepared for their incomes to suddenly get cut.
People have a cheerful expectancy. That's one of our hallmarks of being Americans. We believe that tomorrow's going to be better than today. Unfortunately, we spend our money as if tomorrow's going to be better than today.
So, Jones says, filing for bankruptcy has its place, but in the long run, people need to think differently about money. Groups like Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Atlanta are trying to help people do that. They provide free assistance in dealing with debt. The group's president, Suzanne Boas, says to many people, saving money seems like a foreign concept.
We've become the now generation. Delayed gratification is not something that Americans understand much anymore. That's just a change in our psyche, our way of thinking as Americans.
Boas says many people are very smart with their money. Still, she meets people who feel they need $400 boutique outfits, trendy leather furniture, and digital cable with 300 channels plus HBO and Showtime. Boas says younger people especially seem to feel this way, and some of them are declaring bankruptcy. When Matthew Foch filed, he was 20 years old and a student at the University of Georgia.
By the time I was 19, I had maxed out about 5 cards and I had 8 total cards. After I'd maxed out one card for one company, I even applied for another one and they sent it to me.
Foch says he wasn't spending the money on luxuries. He was charging food, school supplies, and game tickets. Still, he soon had $9,000 in credit card debt. His parents hadn't taught him about dealing with debt, and he always figured he'd just pay it all off after he graduated and got a job. But then the credit card companies started calling, and he realized he had a problem. One credit card spokesman explained to him that if he went bankrupt, he'd have bad credit for 7 years.
I said, let me get this straight. So if I don't pay you back, I'm only going to have bad credit. You mean I don't go to jail? They're like, no, but this could really ruin you for 7 years. I was like, hey, you know, I'd rather just get rid of this $9,000. How does that work?
Foch had no assets for anyone to foreclose on, and when he filed for bankruptcy, his credit card debt disappeared. Until he's 27, his credit will come at a steep interest rate, so he's learned to spend within his means.
I don't want to promote bankruptcies, but it was actually really easy and really painless, and I thought it did me a great service.
Foch is the exception. Bankruptcy is, in the words of attorney Milton Jones, devastating. And Congress is considering legislation that could make it more difficult to get rid of credit card debt through bankruptcy. Still, Jones says bankruptcy has lost some of its stigma, and people aren't as afraid of it anymore.
They see that Enron can file for bankruptcy, Kmart can file for bankruptcy, all these airlines can file for bankruptcy, all these people that they hear about on TV can file for bankruptcy, and then they can have the same advantages.
Analysts aren't giving specific numbers, but some do predict the total number of personal bankruptcies will rise again this year. Joshua Leves, NPR News, Atlanta.